Yeah, I mean, it's different. I struggle a bit, I thought, pretty much all innings, but it's just one of those where you just got to fight through it and, you know, battle hard.
Your timing out a bit today?
Yeah, I felt my timing. Sometimes it's all right, but, you know, throughout my innings, I didn't feel I was driving well and stuff like that. So they bowl well as well, I thought, on that kind of pitch. But you just got to hang in there sometimes, and that's something I'm trying to learn.
Yeah. Ball coming through a bit slow?
Yeah, it's a bit two-paced. Some go through a bit quicker than the others. As you saw, with the one I nicked, flew through a bit more and the others didn't really. And so, yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough to bat on, I think, especially batting last. So we're going to have to try and get as many as we can now, first dig. Mm.
Steve McGoffin, still a good performer, isn't he?
Very good bowler, yeah. He bowled a brilliant spell at me, I thought. Didn't give anything. I can only remember one drive I got, that was to get off the mark. But he's a very good bowler.
Yeah. Monty, was he getting anything impossible to tell from air angle? Was he turning it?
When he bowled it slow, it spun, but... because the pitch is slow, it's quite easy to, but he obviously bowled really well again, bowls it quick. He's going to be tough work, I think, on day four, maybe.
Yeah. Was there a sort of a plan to get after him, Monty?
Not really. I mean, it's the way we, I think, go bat spin. We try and attack the spinner straight away. Not slugging him, just send the guys back and then just try and make it easy for the ones and stuff like that. Mm. We don't like to let them settle.
110 for four, I think, when you and Matt Pardo came together. It did a good job for you getting Matt.
Yeah, I mean, he just stayed in, didn't he? And that's sometimes what you need. You need two guys to just battle it through. And we didn't really care if we didn't score before lunch, before tea as much. So we just stayed in as long as we could.
Yeah. Moving on to tomorrow. Obviously, you want to get as close as you can, but you might be called upon to bowl. Do you fancy a bit of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. I just started to bowl now, to be honest. The first few games I didn't bowl because of conditions, so bowl against Surrey quite a bit, and then the one day, and then first day I bowled six overs, so hopefully bowl a few and try and get some wickets.
Yeah. England selector here today? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, I think James Whittaker was here watching. So
I saw him on the first day. I didn't see him today.
You wouldn't do yourself any harm, I suppose?
No, I mean, like I said, I didn't play very well, but... you know, if you can get 80-odd not playing well, then hopefully you can, be all right.
Play well in the last innings, eh? How many will you get?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to get 100 as well. So. Yeah.
It has been a funny summer, though, hasn't it? I would say, like, Matt Pardo's hardly batted at all because he's been playing in the seconds. And it's just been so disjointed.
Yeah, I mean, it's been real tough. I thought a lot of batters around the country, apart from maybe one or two, have all struggled. So hopefully the weather will pick up and it'll be a little bit easier to bat on. And the pitches conditions have been real tough against some obviously top quality bowling.